You're listening to Good News Radio. Can you imagine how exciting it would be to find a treasure map? What kind of treasure would you like to find? People use maps for lots of different things, like treasure hunting or planning a trip to somewhere new. Often, people use a GPS in their car, which is like a talking map.
Turn left.
But what if some of the instructions on your map were wrong? Or what if the map was correct, but you ignored part of it? Would you still be able to find what you were looking for? This is like what happened to some people in the Bible. The Bible tells of two people who lived about 2,000 years ago. One of them was named Cleopas. We don't know the other person's name. They met an awesome person named Jesus. Jesus was so amazing that these two friends sometimes joined the huge crowds that gathered to hear what Jesus would say and watch the incredible things he would do. Let's pretend that these two people are here today. Let's listen to what they might have said about Jesus.
Just so amazing. Did you see the miracles he performed? He turned water into wine. Jesus made a blind man see just by touching his eyes.
And did you hear about how he stopped the horrible storm just by telling it to stop? Even the water, air, plants, and animals obey him.
He never makes mistakes and never does anything wrong. He's awesome.
He even knows what people are thinking before they say it. Jesus is amazing.
Jesus did all these wonderful things. I wonder what he's going to do next.
Cleopas and his friend thought Jesus was incredible. In fact, they thought he was the one who could rescue them from their problems, even from the enemies who had taken over their country. They knew that long ago, God had given some important clues called prophecies in the first part of the Bible, the Old Testament. Some of these clues said that someday the Savior would come to rescue them. He would be a mighty king with awesome power and wisdom. They believed Jesus was that Savior. They were so excited about Jesus that they spent as much time as they could with him. But then something happened that changed everything. Let's pretend to join them and find out what happened. They look very sad. Let's listen to what they may have been talking about.
I just can't believe they killed him. I just can't believe Jesus died on a cross.
I thought he was too perfect and powerful to die. I thought he was going to save us from our enemies and change the whole world.
Today is the third day since Jesus died, and now people are saying he's alive.
But where is his body? Our friends went to his tomb, and it was empty. Jesus is gone. But he can't really be alive, can he? He died. I know for sure he died.
These disciples were so upset and confused because Jesus had died. Mean men had killed him, even though he didn't do anything wrong. Soldiers had proven that he had died. His body had been put in a cave and the opening sealed with a huge rock. Jesus allowed men to kill him, but now people were saying that Jesus was alive again. Cleopas and his friend talked about these things as they walked from the city of Jerusalem to the town of Emmaus, about 7 miles away. Hey, I have an idea. Let's pretend to walk with them. Oh, look, someone is coming to join them. It's Jesus. He's truly alive. I bet this is going to make Cleopas and his friend very happy.
Hello, may I walk with you?
Of course, join us. We are on our way to Emmaus. Another friend will make the journey feel shorter.
I can't believe it. They don't even recognize him.
I heard you discussing something as you were walking. What was it?
Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened recently?
What things?
About Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people.
And how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel.
Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. And also, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive.
Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him.
Oh, foolish men, and slow of heart to trust and believe in everything that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and enter his glory?
Then Jesus helped them understand the clues or prophecies about the Savior God had given in the Old Testament. But they still didn't realize who he was.
Please, stay with us since the sun is setting and it's getting dark.
As they sat down to eat, Jesus broke the bread and gave it to them. God let them see that it was Jesus they had been walking and talking with that day. They now knew he was truly alive. Then suddenly, Jesus was gone. He vanished.
That was Jesus.
Didn't our hearts burn within us?
Yeah, while he was talking with us on the road and opening the scriptures to us, we must go back to Jerusalem and tell the others.
Jesus was really alive. How do you think the disciples felt? They were so excited that they got up and hurried all the way back to Jerusalem. They couldn't wait to share the news that Jesus was truly alive. In Jerusalem, some of Jesus' closest friends had gathered together. Imagine how shocked they must have been when these two disciples burst into the room and told them they had seen Jesus. They were probably tired after traveling 7 miles, but they were so excited to tell the others, "It's true, Jesus is alive!" Suddenly, someone else joined them in the room. Can you guess who it was? It was Jesus.
"Peace be with you. Why are you troubled? And why do you doubt? Look at the scars in my hands and my feet and see that it is me. Feel my arm. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have."
The disciples saw the scars from the nails in Jesus' hands and feet, but still, some of them did not believe, so Jesus gave them more proof.
"Do you have anything here to eat?"
"We have some boiled fish. Here, have some."
So Jesus took the fish and ate it. Then Jesus once again explained the prophecies in God's word that told about the Savior who would die for the sins of the world.
"And so it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day."
Jesus did everything God's word said the Savior would do. He was really alive. His friends were very excited that this good news was true. Everything had happened exactly as God has promised it would in the Old Testament. Remember, everything you read in the Bible is true, not made up or magic or pretend. The prophecies that came true in Jesus are evidence that God's word is always true. Jesus' friends were very excited to discover the truth that the Old Testament prophecies were all about Jesus. Now they knew for sure that Jesus was alive and that he was the promised Savior. Jesus told his friends that God would help them share this good news with others. Soon, Jesus went back to heaven, but he promised that everyone who believes on him will go to heaven too someday, to live with him forever. God's word is always true, so we can trust that everyone who believes on Jesus will have eternal life. Have you believed in Jesus? He really died and came back to life to make the way for you to be saved from your sin. Sin is the wrong things you do that go against God's rules and separate you from him. The Bible says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life." Jesus said these words almost 2,000 years ago, and they are still true today. He said that whoever believes has eternal life. This is the greatest treasure of all time. Eternal life means forever life with God that starts right away and never, ever ends. It means God will save you from your sin and be with you always, even after your body dies. Believing on Jesus means trusting that it's true. Jesus really is the living Savior who died and came back to life to take the punishment for your sin. Will you choose to believe on Jesus today? You can tell God the things you believe about what Jesus did for you when he died on the cross and came back to life. If you would like to believe on Jesus to save you from your sin, you can do that wherever you are. God will hear you no matter what. You can trust that if you truly believe on Jesus as your Savior, you will have eternal life. That's all for now. Join us next week to hear an incredible story about the secret of the watermelon.